stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, May 14th.
I survived Hippie Fest yoga weekend.
And I wanted to be there so fucking bad.
I will say this. There were parts you would think was fucking nuts.
Really?
And there were parts that you'd be like, wow, this is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're talking about the Shakti Fest?
Yeah, Shakti, okay. Bhakti Fest, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I went with my roommate, Jesse, and we had a blast. I mean, there was like, it's literally all day long. There's like two yoga halls, and they have yoga workshops, and like, there's a workshop hall, and there's like two yoga things, and all different types of yoga you can possibly imagine.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. And then there were like a breathwork meditation area, which was, holy crap, we went to this last night, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was in meditation hall, and it was called Gong Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually are, and people come from all over to teach this. So they're not just from LA or based, they're from like, you know, up north or wherever. This actual group happened to be from Venice. So I can't wait to like go there and check it out. So you lay in there and they're playing gongs. There's two gongs on each side of the room and they're playing gongs the whole time. So the whole room is like this vibration. That's like, it's like really weird. It's kind of creepy, but it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, in this like room that's kind of like hidden like in the trees. So it was like, it's really cool. So you're laying there listening to the gong and it's like slow flow stuff and you're doing yoga. And actually the girl that was like teaching it. Okay. So did you watch Harry Potter ever? You had to watch Harry Potter, right?
Yeah. With the first one maybe.
Okay. So this girl, I was like, oh my God, I want to name her this girl, but I forgot her name. But
Hermione.
She's the hot one. This other one. There's this girl in there that is like Harry's friend. She's got long blonde hair. She's kind of weird. She's like, Harry, yeah, check. Like, she's like she talks like so slow like that, like it's crazy. And she like sees ghosts all the time, and she's like the weird chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
So that's what you're yoga.
Anyway, this girl, I swear it was her. I was like, oh my God, I think it's this girl, because she looked like her, like the older version of her a little bit, and like talked like her.
Mm.
And it was like creepy, weird, like whatever. It was funny, but I was trying not to laugh at first, and then I kind of got into the motion of it. And it was awesome. And then you went into this meditation afterwards, and like the gongs are still playing, and then like this flute comes in, and then like this long horn and like didgeridoo and like all these bells. It was insane.
Yeah.
Like, when I swear to God, it was like you had the craziest, because you're like meditational slash sort of dreaming kind of, and it was like the weirdest shit ever happened to me.
Really?
It was crazy. And we talked about it after, and everyone had different experiences, but it was like, it was so weird. We all walked out like kind of high, but kind of like, what just happened?
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then I discovered something new.
Mm-hmm.
My new favorite type of yoga is this like warrior yoga. It's so amazing.
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like dance, and that's why I liked it, because it's like these sticks, right? And you like, and I was really good at nunchucks, so maybe that's why I'm good at this. It's like this long pole, and I'm like, yeah, and you like dance around with it and do all this like crazy stuff and like whip it around and yeah, that's why my legs hurt, because you get in these really weird positions and you're constantly like, it's
yeah,
just
yoga's
weird.
Yeah, yoga's hard. Yoga's not easy.
Yeah, I pulled a muscle. Like,
really?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, wow.
But looks like I like rode a horse.
Really?
Or a horse rode me or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what did you do to the damn horse?
Seriously. So, but anyway, but it was really cool. Like, I learned all these different things. And then there was a part of it where I was like, what the hell is happening? Like, I'm looking around and there's like, not to be rude, but like dirty hippies everywhere.
Really?
And I'm like, this is so not my scene. And I mean, it was cool. Like, I love the yoga stuff, but And I like camping. I don't mind the camping part. But some of it was just like a little too far. It was
really?
I could be like my, I have like two sides. I have my really weird self. And then I have my like, okay, I need to be like living this lifetime self.
Right.
And my weird self, I was like, cool. I could just be like weird because people are freaking weird.
Right.
But it became like, what the fuck are you talking about? Go smoke another joint. Get away from me. Get away from me right now. Walk away.
Really?
It was just,
that's
yeah,
kind of people.
They were like, yeah, out there. And then there was this like, people just come up to you. It was cool because like it was a lot of like everyone loves everyone, like this weird vibe. But they come up to you and they like start hugging you and I'm like, okay, can you let go now? No, really, you're invading my space. Can you let go now?
Wow, people that you don't know just start hugging you. That's amazing, you know, but that's what happens in spiritual stuff. I mean, people feel really close to each other.
Here's my philosophy.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of healing things. Mm-hmm. And I love yoga. I do. I like, you know, a lot of it. But I am more into the healing world than I am the yoga world. That's my lesson that I've learned from this weekend. Given I still want to do my yoga and Ayurveda, I was doing training because this one center is like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people that were there were a little out there. Cuckoo, like, belong to live in the woods naked freely. Awesome.
Wow.
Teach your own.
Yeah.
Not me.
No,
I mean, I like running naked.
Kind of
don't
thing,
get me wrong. But
yeah. Were there people naked there?
Okay. How about there was a love bus? It was called Love Revolution Bus. And I'm like, this
really?
Is fucking crazy. I posted it on my Facebook because I'm like, I'm like in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like, where's like the shrooms? Please pass them along because I want to be where you are.
Really? So
it was like,
to be that,
it was ridiculous. And then it like glows at night. And then there was like this music. And me and Jesse are looking at each other like, the music's dope. The DJ was cool. But then this guy starts doing like these weird spins and stuff. And there were like green lights flashing. And I'm like, if I were on something, this would be really cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not. It was just, it was weird. It was like I went back in time.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, did you like that or?
I liked it, but I got really, like yesterday, I was like, I just need to get back. Oh my God, I'm like having a freak out. Like, literally. And I was like, I don't know.
You were there for 2 days?
Yeah. And another thing, too, is like.
You slept overnight. Did you take tents and shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Another thing, too, is like, I have this thing with time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know that I have to be somewhere for 2 hours, I freak out.
Yeah.
Like an hour I can do, no problem. I can be anywhere for an hour. For 2 hours, I'm like, oh my God, I have to be in a class for 2 hours. I have to sit here and actually pay attention. Oh my God, this is painful. I can't do it. This is why I quit college. Can't do it. Can't fucking do it. You can't pay me to do it. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
So, like, these classes are, like, 2 hours long. So, I would get up, and, like, Jesse would look at me, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm bored. ADD. I can't sit here any longer. And I know we're doing yoga, but, like, I can't do
You're
it.
You're supposed to relax when you
I
do
can't
yoga, right?
Do it longer than an hour. I'm like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty. I'm hot.
But
this
I think an hour
smells.
Of yoga is enough, isn't it?
Maybe. And then, like, people make weird sounds. They're like, ha! And I'm like, why the fuck are you making a sound when you breathe? Can you just not? Can you shut up?
You needed to mellow out a little bit of that.
Those things bother me.
Yeah. But you're supposed to go there to mellow out.
I did mellow out. But then yesterday, I had a gluten attack. Oh, by the way.
Wow.
Fucking
what
apples.
Did you eat?
So they were like, this is gluten-free pizza. And I had gluten-free pizza. And no, well, you sat it in the flour. Obviously, because I got so sick. I mean,
wow.
I had like a fever, flashes. I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
It was so bad.
It's that
and it
bad,
ruined
huh?
my whole mojo.
Wow.
So I was like,
what a fucking allergy, man.
It was horrible.
Wow.
And then it was cool because there was like some, you know, holistic people there that were like, try this, try that, you know, and the ginger helped and everything. And then Jesse does Reiki, so that really helped. It was like, wow, okay, great. But it also, like, I was so hungry all day long. Hungry, hungry, hungry. Mm-hmm. And everything's like $12, $15 for a little piece of chocolate.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck? Are you like hippies? Are you supposed to be like...
Yeah. I guess when you go to a place like this, you want to remember to take food with you, you know, because they take advantage of the fact that you can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, just like at the airport, at the football games and shit like that, you know.
It was way more expensive than that.
$12.
And it was like this piece of chocolate. Like, I needed something sweet. And then,
and
that's the thing. Everything there was vegan and raw foods, which raw foods are generally more expensive. But it was like this whole one area was gluten-free. I'm like, yes, this is great. But it was just like they rape you, literally.
Anyway, really? Oh, well, but sounds like you had fun for the most part.
I did
part,
have fun.
Right?
But I could never, ever in a million freaking years live in that community. I would go insane. I went
insane.
So you
need a different kind of community.
No, I need to
be... Have you ever been to Burning Man?
No, I couldn't do it.
Why?
After this, No way. Can't do it. Nope. Really? I would get annoyed. Because I get annoyed really quickly and I get really bored.
Right.
And I'm like, people annoy the shit out of me mostly. So it's like, I'm in a certain area and I'm like, you're annoying the shit out of me. Get away from
people
me. No, they do. Like, wow. Like that, those kind of like, I mean, I can only deal with hippie, cool stuff for so long. Mm. And then I'm like, get me the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah. I like to be alone a lot of times. And in a sense, well, I think I like the healing world better because it's like, you're working with nature and you're working with like those healing type people. You're still normal. Like you're still like, I'm not talking about Cosmo weird shit and like just weird shit, you know? Don't get me wrong. Yes, I am. And like they're all eat healthy and most of them are like vegan and stuff too. Like whatever. I just think we're the healing world people are more normal and they're more scientific. Mm. They're like healing, but they're also like, they bring in a little bit of science and stuff where the hippie world is like, not saying they're dumb. They're not dumb. They're just, I can't relate.
Clueless.
I'm sorry. I don't want to stare at the wall for hours and think that's okay. Like, I just.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're not my people.
Okay. Well, you're back now and you're safe.
And I'm sorry anyone out there that I'm offending, but I'm on a rant today. Because yesterday I was like, I had fun. Uh-huh. The last two things that I went to, but I was like, just get me home. Just get me home. I want to go home now. Ah.
Do you think I would have enjoyed it there?
You would have liked smoking weed and you would have liked some...
Were they smoking weed there, really?
I mean, you had to find it.
This is supposed to be like a spiritual place, right?
Everyone was high.
Where you clean of everything.
Everyone was high.
Really?
Yeah, that's what annoyed the shit out of me. Because, like, I don't do that. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Get away from me right now.
Yeah.
Walk away.
There was no drinking either, right?
No drinking.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe that's why you got a little...
No, it wasn't that... I don't need to drink to make people, like, you know, whatever. To like people.
To make people but more attractive.
Yes. It was just a weird, I don't know, it was annoying.
Yeah.
There were some of the people that were really cool. Don't get me wrong. There were a few that were very, very cool.
Right.
Not my scene. So for you.
Yeah.
You would have gotten annoyed real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I saw you tweeted this, I'm like, wow, it would have been so cool if I went, you know?
You should go for the experience and go for the day.
Yeah, I would have gone just for one day.
Going for 2 days is too much.
Too much.
No.
Yeah.
And I love the yoga. That's not the thing. I love doing the yoga. The yoga teachers were amazing. Right. I learned a lot from the yoga. That wasn't the bad part. It was the parts besides that.
Okay.
Well, plus I can't sit in a classroom for 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, enough with your fest there.
That was my rant of the day.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have a special guest in the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
Sure. We've got a hot, talented chica in the studio, Brittany Bouchard.
Brittany, good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
She's like sitting here listening to your stories. And
I'm like cracking up because I agree with you. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I love yoga for like an hour. And then I'm like, okay, I'm ready to start my day.
Exactly.
It's just too much.
It's too much.
So now, are you guys friends?
Yeah. We are now.
We are now.
Oh, you are now. How did you meet?
Well, through, that's a complicated story. Through my roommate. We'll put him that way.
Okay. So you've known each other for a while?
Well, it's funny because I knew her roommate for a really long time. We kept talking about Brigetta, and I heard about her so much.
And vice versa.
So I feel like I knew her, and then I finally met her last weekend, and I was like, oh my God, it's good to finally meet you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We worked the event that was down at the Staples Center. Remember I told you? The hockey
thing? You worked an event at the Staples Center? You never told me that.
I did because I was laughing about how all the people like needed beards.
Beard-a-thon. Don't forget to paint your beard.
You did not talk about it here.
I did, about the hair dye, the beard dye. Didn't I? Swear to God,
I would like to forget that day.
Okay,
either that or my memory is really fucked up this week.
How much weed did you smoke over the weekend?
No, plus I was listening to the replays because I had to run the summary, write the summaries, and I didn't hear anything like that. Oh. So I don't recall at all.
Well, then it was in my head.
So you...
anyway.
You worked at the Staples Center? Okay.
Yeah, anyway, let's all forget about that. But anyway, she has... this awesome thing that she's trying to do right now. You've got how many days left?
I have 5 days left. I'm doing a thing called a pledge campaign. And what it is, and actually, I don't know, did I tell you what I do? I'm a singer-songwriter. Yeah. I'll just take over here, guys.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because I didn't know why you were here at the beginning.
Well, I won't tell you why I'm here.
I forgot to forward that part because I was away in Hippie Fest all weekend.
So hippie over here. He's all zenned out. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm producing my first EP. And it's really cool because I found this really cool platform called Pledge Music. And actually, it's similar to Kickstarter, but it's only for musicians. And it's really involved in the fact where there's like different incentives and stuff you can like bid on to like pledge money for the record. And I have 5 days left, and I have 20% more to go.
Awesome. You're close.
So I'm close. And then the cool thing is after I reach 100% is we start giving a percentage to charity as well.
That's awesome.
So we made this video to help inspire you guys to pledge on the campaign. And it's a day in my life. I don't know. Did you watch it?
Did I watch it?
All this weird shit happens to me all the time.
Really?
I like that I can tell something.
Well, you can tell us about something.
I don't know. Just like, it's like I'll be like, I'll lock myself out of my house and I'll get caught in a shootout or I'll be in like... It's just the weirdest shit. Like, I can't have a normal day. So for the pledge campaign, we thought it'd be funny to make like a funny video about all the dumb shit that happens in my life that I go through and incorporate that with me as a singer-songwriter and like what I deal with. And so it's really funny. You can actually, can I say the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's pledgemusic.com and it's /artist/Brittany Bouchard and it's BrittanyBouchard. And my little video's there. And
so you're trying to raise money, right? That's what this thing is about?
I'm trying to raise money, absolutely.
Okay. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Everybody wants money.
Yeah, I need money.
It's really...
No, but you mentioned the Kickstarter, so I figured,
Yeah, it's very similar to Kickstarter. It's called Pledge. And basically, if we don't get to 100%, it goes... Everything I've worked on for the last 2 months goes down to zero, and I get nothing.
Really?
Wow. Come closer to the mic. I have someone that said you're distant.
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. I'm closer.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
Hey, Joey. You mean people can hear me right now?
They can hear you right now.
Oh, wow.
We have a director. His name is Joey, and he does all the background directing.
Is Joey a kangaroo?
Oh, my God. Wasn't that... That was a cartoon, right?
I don't know.
Well, Joey the kangaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, never heard of it. I don't know.
As soon as you said it... Oh, wait, never mind. I get what you meant. Wow, am I retarded? Okay.
She's still zinned out.
I am.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but do talk into the microphone.
Oh, okay.
My nose
is on the pop filter.
No, it doesn't have to be that close.
It smells funny. Can you hear me better now, Joey?
Do you know what's weird? Is it smells like spit, because people, like, spit on it.
That's gross.
These don't,
but
normally.
But we clean them all the time.
No, I don't mean these. I'm not these.
Right.
But I'm saying, you know, when you,
in
like,
general?
Especially for you, like, when you go on stage, and, like, I know when I'm hosting, and they give me this, I'm like, ooh, it smells like assholes, you know?
Really?
Do you ever notice that, like, when you're performing, they might smell?
I try not to think about it.
Yeah,
now you just reminded me things.
It's like you want to vomit.
It's just these things. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Let's go back to the conversation. So, Brittany, where are you originally from? Are you from LA?
I'm from Orlando, Florida, but
I've been
here for like 6 years, so I feel like this is my city now.
Yeah.
My city.
Yeah.
My city.
Orlando's cool. We're thinking of going there. You know.
Don't
we
do get it.
Like, no.
It's really boring.
Well, is it really?
I had a house there.
I like to call it Borlando.
Oh my God! But I love Disney World.
Well, Disney's fun.
Yeah.
Like, go there, go to Disney, and then leave.
Yeah.
And then go down south to Miami.
Actually, I agree with her because we had a house in Orlando and I would go and I would do Disney and I'm like, now what's there to do? There was like nowhere to go out. I mean, there's a couple like cool spots like downtown Orlando, but then it gets ghetto some of the nights. So you only can go out like 2 of the nights.
Really?
And then it's not ghetto.
Wow.
Yeah. But I like doing a lot around the world. You should play around the world. Have you ever done that? Around the world at Epcot?
Yeah. Mm. We did it like every weekend.
Yeah, it was amazing. You have a drink in every country around the world.
Oh, really?
Epcot.
Wow.
You get pretty hammered by, like, you know, the fifth country, but it's all good. Anyway.
It's funny. They have alcohol at Disney.
It's amazing.
Pretty unusual.
It's the only way to go.
Yeah. For you. What about Universal Studios? Is that pretty cool over there? Have you been?
It's way
better. It's fun.
It is.
They have a different theme park. It's Islands of Adventure with roller coasters.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see, that's the thing. I mean, we get... Everything starts here, and then in Orlando, it gets better.
Yep.
The same with Disney and Universal Studios, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, why is it better there? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so what was your childhood like? I mean, was it boring, too, or did you have a nice childhood?
I had a good childhood. I can't complain.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, we went to Disney on the weekends, and, like, that's, like, every child's dream.
Exactly.
Like we had passes, so, like, that's all we would do. Like, I don't know anything different.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
it was,
cool.
It was good.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I have a brother, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Older?
He's younger.
Oh, younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's like, that's a whole other topic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and what were you doing there before you moved here?
What was I doing? I lived there for most of my life. I went to college there for 2 years, then I moved down to Miami. I did some modeling for a little bit, and then I moved out here. I lived in Miami.
What was Miami like? Did you like it?
Yeah. I lived on South Beach, and it was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And
lucky duck.
Amazing. Like, I can't complain, but I can't remember most of it, so there's that.
That's good.
And you had a good time.
Exactly.
I had a really, really amazing time. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm really glad I did that. But then I was, like, there for 3 years, and there's not really much you can do. There's not much of an industry. You know, no one really stays there. It's like a vacation community.
Right. Yeah.
And so then I moved out here about 6 years ago, and I moved out here to do music, but I didn't really start pursuing music until like 3 years in.
Oh, really?
3 years ago I just started. So.
But did you have background in music before that?
I grew up doing musical theater, and I've always written songs, but I never really, like, I didn't have the balls to pursue it.
Yeah.
Now. Now you got the vajayjay.
And then.
No, she's got the balls too.
Anyway.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm only halfway into the Java Month.
Pass the joint. Do some more yoga.
So you got more into music once you moved here.
Yeah, that was the goal. And it took me a while to figure out what the hell to do because the industry is so weird. Mm-hmm. And so 3 years ago, I finally was like, you know what? I'm just good. I was doing acting and modeling, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I was like, I really want to just pursue singing and songwriting. And I just dove into it, and I, like, worked really, 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 really hard. And this is my first EP I'm producing ever.
Really?
So
it's That's really cool.
It's so exciting because I've been dreaming of this moment my entire life, like, since I was a little kid. And my producer is such a genius that, like, everything sounds exactly how I would imagine it to sound.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so
that's
pleased.
Pretty cool.
It's not finished yet. We're in mixing right now. So I can't play any of the new stuff for you guys, but it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited.
Well, we'll play some of the stuff you do have in a few minutes. And do you write your own songs, the music and the lyrics?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And actually, one of the songs on my record is her friend's. We did a co-write together, and that's how. That's actually how we met.
That's how we met. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I know.
Wow.
And it's a really good song. Because you did a contest.
Yeah, we were in this, we were like a finalist in this thing called the Mountain Stage New Song Contest. Mm-hmm. So we were a finalist in that. So we recorded a video for that song.
Right.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow.
I didn't win.
So didn't win.
So
oh, well, you got
asking for
try.
Money on the radio.
Yeah.
But they were a finalist, and there were a lot of entries and whatnot, and so they got really far, and it was a really good, really good song.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, is this one of the songs on your website, or
You know what? I have a demo of that song. It's not like the full produced version, but all the stuff on my website's kind of, you know, not the EP yet, but you can get a taste of it.
We'll play a couple songs from here. It sounds pretty good. Which one do you want us to play?
Should we play that one? It's called Smoke Clears the Room.
Yeah, okay. Smoke Clears the Room. By the way, if you guys want to go to the website, it's brittanybouchard.com. And
B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D.
Yeah, and let's hear this song and see what's going on.
Burn. I am so terrified I can't escape.
like this song.
Producer Joey wrote that you were very talented and great song.
Why, thank you, Joey the Kangaroo.
We might as well have him here in the studio give us directions.
I know, he can sit right here.
He could.
Is he cute?
Yes. Mm. Anyway, it's Joey from Guy Talk Radio, so you guys can listen to them on Wednesday nights.
Hi, Joey.
He's our interactive listener.
Yes, but he's a great listener from afar. Producer from within
from
the mic.
Distance.
I don't know.
Hi, Joey. What's your name?
Oh.
It's Joey. What?
Wow.
This is too early for me to go back to sleep.
So, Brittany, what was this song about? Smoke clears the room.
That's smoke. It's not about getting high, because some people think it is. It's not. I wish it was. It'd be much cooler. It's just like kind of about a relationship and being in a fight with somebody that you're dating. And I guess the smoke clearing the room is like the analogy for the when the fight's over, when all the bad energy's gone.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I wrote it. It's funny. I wrote it with Curtis. He was friends with my ex-boyfriend, and I wrote it about my ex-boyfriend with him.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
See, Curtis is my ex-boyfriend. That's the real story.
Oh,
so
okay.
All these exes. I tweeted the other day. I said, I've got to thank all my ex-boyfriends for all these great songs I'm writing. Because without them,
give
I don't know.
A lot of inspiration.
I'd be writing all these stupid happy songs, and who wants to hear that?
Got me that.
Yeah.
Roger that, buddy.
Yeah. So this is cool. So you moved to LA, and did you know anybody here?
Yeah, I actually had a few friends here before I moved.
Oh, okay. So that's a lot easier that way when there's somebody you know. Huh?
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, I remember the minute I got here and I got off the plane, I got to my friend's house I stayed with for a little bit. I was like, this is my home. I felt so at home here. I love it. And some people have different you know, feelings about it, but I just, ever since I've been here, I've loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. You're fortunate that way. No, I love LA. You know, I mean, I had a period where I wasn't happy here and stuff, but I think it's when you're not happy with yourself, you're not happy with where you live.
That's exactly true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been here for 30 years and, you know, it's still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty cool. I was just thinking about it yesterday. What great weather we have, you know, you know, it's a great town to live.
We're so lucky to live here.
You're right. Some people have mixed feelings. Some people hate it. But for the most part, I think it's fun living here.
I go through my periods of needing to get out of here, but I also, you know, and I like to escape a lot. But in the long run, it's like, okay, I have an opportunity. My parents are like, move to Florida and we'll give you anything you want, or move to Maryland. I'm like, fuck that. But it's like, if I were to move, I have friends that have lived everywhere, but I have friends everywhere. But my majority of my life is here.
Yeah.
Would, you know, that would just suck.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
10 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, you've made it to your home now, so that's where it all happens, you know?
Like, what do you do?
Yeah. Wow. So you came to a new city. Had you been here before?
I had visited once. Mm. Well, I visited once, and then once when I was a kid, so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of gutsy. I mean, to get up and leave and move to a new town and you don't really know it.
I love doing stuff like that.
I know.
Like, if
fun,
I didn't love LA, I would move. I love moving places. I would get up and move somewhere. If I could right now, but now I have my career and I'm really happy with what I'm doing, so I can't just get up and leave, but I love just getting up and moving places randomly. I'll probably do it again one day.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I will too. I definitely want to live in a few more places before I die, you know, so.
That sounded so morbid, yet so not.
I don't know how else to describe it, you know. So you came here with your music and everything. Did you meet people that would help you with the music and everything?
Yeah, that was the big step, I think. At first, I was, afraid to tell anybody, I was a singer-songwriter. I was so scared. And then I was taking voice lessons from this woman. Her name is Ariana Hall, and she is so inspiring of a person. She motivated me so much to do so many things in my life. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And one day, I just remember a friend of a friend was like, oh, what do you do? And I used to always be like, oh, I'm just,
just doing.
Chilling. And one day I was like, I'm a singer-songwriter. And I was like, it just fell out of my mouth. I'm like, why did I say that? I'm not a singer. I don't have any songs. I don't have anything recorded. He's like, okay, cool. Come by the studio. We'll make a song. And I was like, what the fuck did I get myself into? And we actually recorded my first song. It ended up being, it's really cheesy and corny, but it's really good quality. And it kind of was my I got thrown into it, and I just after that just started doing it, like just going out and performing and working with other people and networking and writing and writing and writing and wrote. I wrote so much the last few years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow. So you're really productive, creative.
Yeah, that's my favorite part is the writing process.
Yeah.
What is there anything like besides bad shitty relationships that helps inspire you? Like, is there something that like?
No, I'm just kidding. Absolutely not.
Is there anything that like you have like a ritual where like, okay, for me, like if I'm writing something, I need to like light certain candles, have a certain mood in my room, let everyone else leave me the fuck alone. Is there like a certain thing that you do to like kind of get settled in, or is it just whatever?
Honestly, like I guess I've been really lucky. I'm gonna knock. Is this real wood? I'm gonna knock on it.
I don't know.
I've been really lucky. I literally, it'll pop in my head in the most random of times. I'll get an idea. And so it's sometimes the most random ideas. And like, I've been doing a lot of co-write, so I'll go on like a co-write session with people. And like, I like to try and bring like the concept to the table, because that's what I feel like my strongest point is the concept of the song. And, you know, sometimes I'll be like on the way to a session, I'll be like, man, I don't have any ideas today. And it'll just like, I'll be in the shower. Yeah. I get a lot of ideas in the shower or in the car. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing
I'm
in the shower?
Inspired. So, yeah, you know, I've been really lucky recently. I've just been really creative. Like, it's just been happening for me.
Awesome.
I don't
know.
They don't want to light any candles or anything, man.
Yeah.
It's coming natural right now. I don't know what's going to... You know, I actually would like to get to a point where I don't have any ideas, because you need that time to, like, flush out your other ideas. And, like, I haven't gotten there yet. I've been writing every day.
That's awesome.
And even actually the recording process inspired me. I feel like I wrote my second record already. So
good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty good.
Well, they do say, like, once you start writing, like, the best records are written, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And then if it takes forever, like a year or 2 years or whatever, to write it, then it's not going to be a great album.
Yeah,
and that's what I hear from a lot of like really, really well-known musicians.
Right.
They're like, we wrote the whole thing in a week.
Yeah.
Or we wrote the whole thing. I mean, they've got money to be able to do it right away. But I mean, like, you know, they're like, we just did everything right away.
Yeah.
And we have the next one. So I think it's interesting. But I'm supposed to ask you something about your new video, Super Sexy, a lingerie cover of Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
What would you like to ask me about it? I did it, yeah.
Why don't you explain what that is? Because I hear your version is 10 times better than Katie's.
Wow.
And you need to tell us about it.
Thank you. I did a, I don't know, I got this idea. My friend played the song Dressin' Up by Katy Perry. And I was like, that's such a badass song. I wish I wrote it. And, you know, I guess the cool thing to do now is like YouTube covers to get people to watch your YouTube and stuff. So I'm like, oh, I should do that, right? And so I had this idea, and I'm like, it'd be really cool if you did an acoustic. And then my friend Matt McCarry is a really great cinematographer, and I told him my idea, and I was like, listen, I'm gonna be half naked doing this video.
He's like, okay, sign me up.
Is that okay? Do you want to shoot it? I mean, if you don't have time, it's okay.
Yeah.
He was like, yes, absolutely, let's do it. It's funny because he's done a few of my videos, and I gotta say, it's the fastest turnaround process. I think like 2 days after the shoot, like 5 a.m., I get an email. Here's the first cut. What do you think? I'm like, seriously? Like, you're done? I'm like, have you slept in the last 2 days? No.
No, he's like on freeze frame. Wait, there's a boob right there. Oh, wait.
Yeah. So that's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's Brittany Bouchard. Katy Perry cover, Dressing Up. I'm sure that's on, Google it somehow, some way.
So if you guys go check that out, that should be way more incentive for you to go donate on her EP right now.
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny. My dad saw it and he was like...
Oh, wow.
It's funny because like I never do sexy things. Like I don't, you know, it's just really random that I just did this. And I was like, I really want to go for like shock value here. And I got like a lot of hate mail from it.
Really?
It was like the first time I had like people's like, you know, talking shit about me, and I was like, that's kind of weird, but
it's because people are so set into the Katy Perry thing, and it's like probably a, like Katy Perry lovers that are like doing it, but you can't let it get to you because
I'm wearing like lingerie. It's like the same thing as a bikini, like but you know, don't check it out anyways because it's sexy.
I'm sure it's super sexy and
have
super
you seen
hot
it?
No, I haven't. I just heard about it and now I want to see it.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. And like it's funny because my friend Matt, he is like the same vision as me. I was like, this is what I want it to be, and it came out just like that.
Yeah.
And so
you should link it, so it's like linked to your page, your donate page, and vice versa.
Yeah, we'll link it to from our page.
Yeah, we'll link it from our page.
Oh, good.
So, oh, yeah.
You guys can all see me naked.
Well,
half naked.
Yeah. And that's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll find it. For sure.
So let's go with another song now. By the way, how can people raise money? Where do they send it? If they want to put in any money.
So it's pledgemusic.com, and you can go to /artist/Brittany Bouchard, or you can just go to Pledge Music, Brittany Bouchard, Google it, if that's easier. And it's all on the page. It's really cool because there's different incentives. I actually designed these new t-shirts that you can pledge on. So what happens is once you pledge on the record, depending on how much you pledge, you also get like a little gift created by me. So there's like, you know, it's like $15 for like the EP, you know, autographed and everything. There's like, the t-shirts that I designed that are on there, they're really, really cool. And they're, there's like a house concert. There's like all different kinds of incentives you can get.
That's
so
nice.
You're not only donating to the EP and like being part of the process, but you also get like a gift as well.
So, oh, sounds
plus,
good.
After she reaches her goal, which is only 20% from, then a portion goes to charity, which is even more awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
Donate.
So how much longer do you have to?
I have 5 days left, so I'm kind of nervous. So if anybody can spare $5, $10 to help me get there, because if not, it goes down to zero.
Oh,
and
too bad.
Then I worked like really, really hard on this campaign for the last 2 months, and I would be really sad.
Yeah. Well, let's play another track. Which one do you like?
Let's see. How about Reality?
Reality. Okay. Here we go. If we can get this to play. Here we go. Song.
Thank you.
I love this one. This is definitely a song I could get down to.
You gonna get down to it later?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that what you're gonna
do?
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's like, get jiggy with it.
Do what you wanna do. Just don't tell me about it. I'm just kidding.
That's a good song. When did you write this one?
I wrote that about a year ago. It's got a kind of a cool story to it too. I don't know if you guys could tell from the lyrics, but you know, like when you guys have a dream and it's like a really cool dream and you wake up in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, I want to go back to that dream
every day.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. Like, I guess in the dream, like you meet like the perfect guy or like the perfect.
I know, especially
lover.
With the sexy dreams, you know.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, I'm not. Wait, no. But yeah, and you want to go back to the dream, so it's about like waking up in the middle of it, and it's like, do I go back to sleep, and do I try and find him in my dreams, or do I just, you know, live in reality and not go back to it? So, but that was actually inspired by like a real life moment too.
Really?
So yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Is it come true yet?
Is it what?
Has like the dream come true yet?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah, it ended up not being what I thought it was.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Hey,
don't you hate
that? It never is.
Because you built this re- like,
because now we're in reality and now we're all awake and, you know, it's not good anymore. We're not in Vegas anymore, Toto.
Oh, damn.
No, that's all right.
Anyway. So that happens.
That's cool. So so most of your songs, like you said, are from relationships, from past relationships, things like that. It comes from your life.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty good. Because I think when you do, then you put more heart and soul into it, you know, because you can feel it. You can connect with it. As opposed to if somebody else just writes the lyrics. And
I'm really trying really hard to write, you know, because I'm a writer and I write for TV and film and also for other artists as well. And that's one of my other goals, you know. But I guess I'm trying to write that song, like, on the dance floor, on the floor. You know, one of those, like, those songs that you hear in the club. But it's just, like, I like songs with feelings and emotions, right. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well,
you
can that's learn good. To write. Yeah, stay with your style.
One of these days, I'll lose my soul and I'll write a dance song.
Hippie fest.
You see, I think...
No, you sound like it would be really funny. Like, never mind. I was going to say something.
Hippie fest song.
I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go back to my monster drink right here.
It looks good. Is it good?
It's really good.
What is it? Java?
Is that
what
you
said?
Yeah. It's
toffee. Do you have hippie germs?
I actually do all over the place. I'm kidding. What?
Yeah. We have like a lot of monster drinks here, so they brought some new ones. This one's not carbonated?
No, this is an actual coffee drink. Monster makes many different kinds. They're owned by Hansen's.
Right.
And Hansen's is all natural cane, sugar cane sodas, so they're actually like healthier for you.
I'm all examining the ingredients right now.
And then Monster, even though they're energy drinks and, you know, there's still a lot of like vitamins that are in it. That's why I don't drink Red Bull. I don't drink any of that crap. If you're going to have an energy drink, I drink Monster because it's really like full of a lot of vitamins. But they have also the Java Monsters, they call them. And there's a whole line of, like, toffee or mocha or, like, name any flavor you can possibly think. Even, like, they even have, like, Irish coffee flavor.
Really?
Like, they have so many different kinds. But, yeah, so I was hounding him, like, please get me some Java ones. And there
and
they
he
are.
He did.
He did. Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's good.
You don't like it.
Sweet. It's really sweet.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, he brought, like, really huge cans this time, you know? Like, 23-ounce cans as opposed to the small ones we have. So I think it's just...
There'll be
a lot of waste, you know? That's what I think.
Yeah, but I'll tell him.
But at the same time, I mean, I never drank, like, energy drinks before, you know? And then I tried Monster, and I like the taste, you know? I mean, I don't feel any energy from it. I wish I did. but it tastes good. It's like sour apple, you know, the main Monster drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way you say sour apple. It's a soothing. Sour apple.
Yes.
Sour apple.
Sour apple. Okay, so everybody go to BrittanyBouchard.com, and there's a few of the songs there. Now, it also says, please watch this video, A Day in My Life.
Yeah, that's the pledge video.
Oh, yeah?
You guys also can find it through my website, BrittanyBouchard.com.
Right.
On the very bottom is the link to the Day in My Life video. It's pretty funny.
Yeah? So that's the semi-nude one?
No, that's not the semi-nude one.
I just want to see that one.
But I'll show you that one later.
I'm getting confused with all the videos.
We'll just put the YouTube link up for you, Sam, and then you can just...
Okay.
Actually, I'll send it to you. Yeah, just tweet it.
I'll tweet it.
Tweet it.
How can people find you on Twitter?
I'm the Brittster.
The Brittster.
It's spelled T-H-E-B-R-I-T-T-S-T-E-R-R-R. It's a lot of R's.
Oh, that is? I just
the Brittster.
Three R's. It's pretty funny.
I don't know why I chose that.
No, I like it.
That was a while ago. And now I'm like, oops. But I like it, so
yeah.
If you want to follow me, you can find it. The Brittster.
Exactly.
I tweet really funny things sometimes and half naked pictures.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
She's not.
So
at
now,
all.
I would imagine you've been dating here in LA and stuff. What do you think of LA men? I always have to ask that.
Copy what she said.
No, everyone I've dated is actually has not like from here. So, who did I date?
Except people change once they move here, I think. You know,
I've actually been really lucky. Like, everybody I've dated, like, serious relationships in L.A. have actually been really good guys, and we're all, like, still good friends.
Oh,
after.
Good. So you're very fortunate in that.
I know I'm lucky.
Because many women complain about the L.A. men.
But I am single now, so, you know.
Are you single
LA
and
men out there?
Well, if somebody wants a musician, singer, songwriter.
Don't piss me off.
Beautiful.
mean song. Yeah. I sound like Taylor Swift now.
Yeah. Who gets half naked on videos for you?
She does not get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get half naked on videos.
I mean, you're a catch.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
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 You never know. Maybe you'll get some people from watching the videos. They'll be like, oh, you know, we should auction you off on like a date.
Okay.
Your face was so
I know you. Like, that'd be fun. I get people like ask me to go on these dating shows all the time, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm that desperate yet.
I think I was one of them, actually.
I think you were, yeah. And
I was.
Like, I don't know if I'm ready to do that.
Yeah, but you'd be with a millionaire. I mean,
that
what
was,
the hell?
Yeah, I did Millionaire Matchmaker. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, actually, I did two different shows. I was casting for Millionaire Matchmaker, and I was casting for some other dating thing. But you were in New York, I think, for one, and in the studio on the other. Or so she said.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I was like, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
We should auction her out. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
What do I get out of it?
The money for the rest of your... stuff. Your
what do you get out of it?
Like,
you get a guy.
Oh my god.
All right, whatever.
Have fun.
Whatever, I'm down.
You should add that on there. Like,
do I get like a chaperone?
I will chaperone.
Okay. That'll
okay.
be fun.
Oh my
All
god,
right.
It's so fun. Okay.
Double date.
Did you hear about the site? I forgot the name of it, where you actually bid on going on a date with someone.
See, that's like
really?
An escort service, no?
It
no.
is like it, except they, you know, you're not promised sex or anything.
Not if it's for like charity.
Well,
like
not for charity. It
not
this is like
charity.
Wait, this is like for real?
Yeah, like for example, let's say you are on the website
okay.
and I want to go out with you.
She's like done.
I will bid like $100 to go on a date with you.
That would not be
and
enough.
And then the highest one. Gets to go on a
That's
date
That's really
you.
Weird.
They pay you the
See,
money.
And I do these things for charity.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually auctioned off for the Reality Rally
right.
for charity. But yeah. it goes to charity. It goes to breast cancer.
Yeah.
And I had chaperones.
Yeah.
I had bodyguard.
I just think it's pathetic
but,
that
like,
guys
just
have
to
pay
it?
Just to go on a date.
That's
you know?
Stupid.
I mean, there's not even guarantee of sex.
They already have to pay for dinner and drinks
yeah.
and
yeah.
everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they have to get rejected and feel sad, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Wait, so that's weird that they have this site because that's kind of creepy. It's like, who are the girls that are putting themselves up there to be auctioned off?
Any
it's not
girl.
For charity.
No,
and who are
girl.
The guys that are bidding to go out with them? I mean,
right.
yeah,
unless
really
they're like, because if they're well known, then I get it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like you're going on a date with someone you normally wouldn't, whatever. But if
right.
it's just like normal people,
but guys
that
are desperate for dates. You know,
sense.
I mean, if you want to be with a woman and have dinner with her and everything,
whatever happened to J date?
You know,
whatever.
They still
to...
have that, dude.
Whatever
yeah.
else. I don't know.
They have J date, and not that I'm on it or anything. I'm just
yeah.
saying.
I mean, what's your screen name?
Yeah. No, I think dating sites work, you know. It just depends on what you're looking for. You know, I think guys mostly look for sex on those dating sites, so it may be hard for you to find
someone.
I feel
like women are on there just for, like, serious relationships.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends. I don't know. Well, I think if it's, like, those regular sites, then yeah.
Mm.
Then I think then you could – I mean, I have a lot of friends that have found people – really, like, they're life partners,
mm-hmm.
like, off of these sites.
I
They've
did.
Been really successful.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I met my
oh.
wife through J-Date.
Oh,
no way.
Believe it or not.
Throw it out there.
Less
there
than
you
three,
go.
There you go.
Less than 3 days, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, so how does that work? You, like, you write back and forth for a couple times, then you decide to
right.
meet?
Yeah, and
okay.
then you go on a date, and we
That's
had a
cool.
yeah, we had a great first date. We went to Venice, like, Sunday morning or something.
Mm-hmm.
We ate, all that stuff, and... And yeah, so it was good. And then you know, or before the date, you get on the phone too.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You
See, I hate talking the on the damn phone. That
yeah.
is my biggest.
Well,
thing.
You don't have to do it too much, but at least you know you can
yeah.
hear what they sound like
True.
And everything.
That's
you know?
Funny. My uncle actually did something similar to that, but it was a while back, and he got a mail order bride. Same thing.
Really?
Right? She ended up being a lesbian. they've been married 3 times.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, they've been married to each other 3 times?
Yeah, 3 different times.
That's
right.
interesting.
Yeah. They need some
So that's
help,
similar but... to the same situation, right?
Kind
yeah.
of.
Mail
yeah.
order bride.
You know, I always wonder about that.
Don't wonder. It's real.
Yeah,
it
I know.
I have a mail order aunt.
I actually have like a mail order friend in a way. Well, I mean, I have a lot of friends that are actually, put it this way, from other countries
mm.
that like pay to be here. They pay to be married here.
Yeah.
So, like one girl was paying, like one of my best friends was paying like, I mean, it was... $5,000 at once, and then it was like I think $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month
really?
For the guy to shut up. And
yeah, and they
married.
Have to pretend they're married
yeah.
and everything. Yeah,
and they don't have to live together. I mean, they did it first, and then she actually wound up moving in with me a while back. But And he was gay. So like they was like an agreement. That's it.
Isn't that illegal?
She paid him. Yeah. Duh. Who's gonna know?
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't know. You just
so
told
many...
everyone.
I didn't say who it was. But I mean, this was also like, you know, 5-6 years ago, so they're not gonna. But I have a lot of friends that do that. I have like a guy friend that's from Australia and was like going around asking all of us to do it, and I was like, no freaking way. You're insane. Yeah. That's never happening.
Yeah. Some women will do that. They're desperate for money, you know. Yeah. But it is very dangerous, man. If you get caught, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody check out BrittanyBouchard.com.
BouchardE.
Right. Great music there. You've been a lot of fun, Brittany.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You guys are fun.
You're fun.
Well, that's
thanks
why
for...
we're on the radio.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on here with you. You guys are awesome.
All right, everybody. Thanks all for joining us. By the way, our contest is over. We have
I
a
forgot.
Winner. We have a winner with over 200 likes.
Who is it?
And Dawn Mirabelli. And she had like the cutest dog, you know.
Aww.
So it wasn't necessarily
congrats,
the funniest
Dawn.
Dog. Yeah, it wasn't the funniest picture.
Yeah, but it was the
definitely
cutest.
The cutest, and people liked it
aww,
a lot.
Aw, that's awesome.
So yeah, so congratulations.
She went to Kindle,
to
right?
Yeah, Kindle Fire.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, if you were to
that's
do.
That's a $200 product. I
if
mean,
you
give me a break.
Were to get the actual iPad, mm-hmm. I will go on and. Just do all kinds of things.
I know, but I don't have the money for that.
I want an iPad. So get an iPad! And then I will create a page, like, I don't know, I will be naked.
Oh, yeah?
Top it.
Okay. Well, then we got ourselves a deal. All right, everybody.
Let me think about what I just said.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta. Which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.